In addition to the vast number of American fatalities in last week's attacks, more than 50 other countries are reporting citizens missing. The grief and uncertainty those families face are compounded by the tremendous distances involved. One of the hardest-hit countries is Great Britain, as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Even as the United States focused inward in the days following the hijackings, some people were quick to point out that this was an attack on many nations. As the smoke clears in lower Manhattan, that fact is painfully coming home to families in dozens of countries. In the British town of Clacton-on-Sea, Patricia Dennis lost her son Kevin, who worked on the 101st floor of the North Tower. Now she wonders what to tell her grandchildren, six-year-old twin boys waiting for their dad to come home and coach their soccer team.
One child cries on and off and carries his photo around and stroking it, and Ryan is just aggressive and says, no, this is not happening, because his dad's the coach, the assistant coach, and he will be here. Where is he? Why isn't he coming home? I've got to get the strength up to talk to my grandchildren, and I'll do it one day. I'll do it one day.
I was hoping I'd see you anyway.
Okay.
Take good care.
Thousands of miles away, Britons met near Ground Zero at the Church of Our Lady of the Rosary. The embassy has made arrangements with the church to provide a place for reflection and prayer. Sir Christopher Mayer is Britain's ambassador to the U.S. He says the numbers are still changing, but what they know already is bad enough.
I can't give an exact figure, but we're looking at something between 250 and 300, I think.
It may be hard for Americans to appreciate the impact of the foreign deaths because their own losses are so enormous. But on a historical scale, Mayer says last Tuesday also ranks among Britain's worst disasters.
Well, it ranks very, very high indeed. I haven't checked all my history books, but this may, for Britain, have been the worst single day of civilian casualties since the Second World War.
For those who can't get to New York on their own, the British government is providing airfare and hotel rooms for 3 nights for family members. British police officers are on hand, specially trained in dealing with family members of the victims of terrorist attacks. The numbers are changing constantly, but besides Britain, the missing and presumed dead figures appear to be largest in Germany, Chile, Turkey, Colombia, and Canada. At the German embassy, spokesman Hans-Dieter Lucas said there are approximately 100 Germans confirmed dead and 130 unaccounted for. The toll reaches from Brazil to China, Denmark to Zimbabwe. Israel reports 110 missing citizens, though only 2 are confirmed dead. A number of Muslim countries are on the list, including Bangladesh, Pakistan, Egypt, Jordan, and Indonesia. Indonesia leader Megawati Sukarnoputri met with President Bush today, and British Prime Minister Tony Blair comes to the White House tomorrow. Blair is also expected to visit New York and may attend a prayer service at St. Vincent's Church for the British victims of the attack. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani said recently that when New Yorkers ask him how the city will bounce back from this tragedy, he often turns to the example of Britain.
They went through it during the Second World War, during the Battle of Britain. They took care of their wounded, they took care of their dead, and then they moved on and carried on their lives and ultimately prevailed. So they were a great inspiration to us.
Tony Blair has been dubbed the persuader in the British press for his energetic efforts to round up international support for a response to terrorism. British papers grumbled 2 weeks ago when President Bush said the U.S. has no more important relationship in the world than our relationship with Mexico. Now, with war plans being mapped out in Washington, London, and elsewhere, the special relationship with Britain is once again coming to the fore. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Washington.